This is the annual review for the year 2021 to 2022 for Croydon Vision. The theme of the review is Developing Now, Shaping Tomorrow. In terms of the contents of this review, we have a warm welcome, progressing with purpose, member voices, volunteer voices, staff voices, our five-step model, Croydon Vision in action, Croydon Vision in motion, Croydon Vision in focus, plans for the future, financial update, and thank yous. To begin with, we have a warm welcome, which is a note from our CEO, Susanette Mansour, as well as Nigel Gooding, CBE, our Chair of Trustees. It reads as follows. It has been an unprecedented year worldwide. Zoned in locally, we have been relentlessly focused on putting people first and doing the right thing, while moving to a we-centric approach. It is everyone together as a team, members, volunteers, staff and trustees, that makes Croydon Vision such a great organisation. Working in unison has enabled us not only to survive, but thrive through one of the toughest downturns of our time. The challenges of the past few years have left many people wondering if the world will ever break free from this season of hardship. At Croydon Vision, we believe that this is a time of darkness, but also of incredible hope. So we measure success by the way we touch the lives of our people. We continue to learn the tools necessary to turn this moment into an opportunity for our community. A huge, long-standing investment. Almost 12 months ago, the board decided to invest in the long-held ambition to improve and modernise our premises. So it was a special moment when we celebrated the formal opening of our new lift and accessible building, welcoming guests to Bedford Lounge at our gala dinner in April. This investment in our building and maintaining operational activities as needs and demands increased left a staggering deficit in our account, thus affecting reserves. We're now in a season of half-time adjustment, focused on being better, not bigger, climbing with care and confidence, embracing our unchanging values of people first, in an unpredictable world, while developing emotional strength for now and the future. The future together. Ensuring that our strategic plan for 2020 to 2023 is fully accomplished. To prepare for our centenary and the development of our strategy for 2023 to 2026, the next 3 years and building to sustain for the next 100 years. Maintain and improve our ethos, people, purpose and performance, thereby creating both human and economic value concurrently. Thank you for helping us transform more lives. We're truly grateful. Together we will drive our strategy forward and continue to deliver the best value, innovation and service we can for our people. And this is signed Susanette Mansour, CEO, and Nigel Gooding, CBE, Chair of Trustees. The next section is Progressing with Purpose. Our five pillars, co-production, community, accessibility, holistic health and sustainable reach are key to our 2020 to 2023 strategic plan and guide everything we do. Here you'll see our goals for these pillars from last year and how we've risen to those challenges thus far. The first pillar is co-production. Our members shape our development. Our goals from last year were to collaborate with 8 external organisations, to further embed our model, Heart of a Charity, Mindset of a Business, and to introduce quarterly, evening and weekend sessions to further engage working age members. We've risen to those challenges as follows. Number one, engaged with 11 organisations, a blended approach of Heart of a Charity, Mindset of a Business. Number two, we've redefined committee roles to work smart and increase representation. Number three, we've had a 32% increase in membership through the Lost 500 project. The second pillar is community, improving our reach and engagement in Croydon. In terms of our goals from last year, we've had number one, to focus on local areas of deprivation and reach 200 newly diagnosed visually impaired people. Number two, to develop 5 new partnerships in the community, for example, faith groups. And number three, to activate the Lost 500 project, reaching people who've fallen between the gaps in the referral system. And this year, we have achieved the following. Number one, 138 visually impaired people reached, focused on the areas of deprivation through the Lost 500 project. Number two, 7 partnerships have been developed across the sector, health, statutory and private. And number three, the Lost 500 project has been activated using our 5-step model for transformation. And we'll talk more about that later. The third pillar is accessibility, transforming premises and improving tech usage. Our goals from last year were as follows. Number one, to build our tech trailblazer credentials and pilot accessible tech. Number two, to build a mobile tech hub allowing us to work smarter and increase reach. And number three, improve accessibility to our buildings for an expanded range of activities. And this year we've achieved the following. Number one, building a tech trailblazer profile as part of our mindset of a business. Number two, continuing fundraising for our mobile tech hub. And number three, lift and building improvements, which were completed in April 2022. Our fourth pillar is holistic health, putting our members at the centre of their care pathways. Our goals from last year were number one, to commercially align with 7 new businesses, CSR, on eye health awareness. And number two, improve the referral pathway between statutory, medical and support services. And this year we've achieved the following. Number one, creation and implementation of our 5-step model. More to come on that later. Number two, eye health awareness being central to our key performance indicators. And number three, still fighting the good fight to improve referral pathways cross-sector. Our final pillar is sustainable reach, improving our communications, brand and income stream. Our goals from last year were as follows. Number one, to develop a communication strategy and recruit for an impact officer. Number two, to connect with 2 sight loss charities, building transatlantic connections. And number three, the use of PESTEL analysis for in/outward assessment. And this year we've achieved the following. Number one, we've recruited a business integration lead to develop strategy and impact. Number two, we're looking to create a project specific for developing countries. And number three, PESTEL is being utilised to develop opportunities externally and CSFs and KPIs internally. The next section is member voices, where we've compiled a number of comments from our members, which sit alongside various photographs of Croydon Vision members of all ages. The first comment is from Mrs. O, who said, "I want people to see what I can do, not what I can't do." Beneath that, there's a picture of some children who were at our summer active camp. The next comment is by Sylvia Wachuku King. "You've given us hope and assurance of the extent of independence tech gadgets could help anyone with similar and other eye conditions achieve." Beneath that, there's a picture of one of our members in the resource centre learning about new accessible tech. The next comment is from Sarah Logan. "My appointment with Glenn was supposed to be just applying for my personal independence payment, or PIP, but he actually took the time to get to know me. It was so refreshing to be transparent, vulnerable, and tell my fears to someone I'd just met. I realised I needed help with certain things, and that was okay. He called me out in a gentle way and made me see things differently." Above that, we have a picture of 2 of our members smiling at a lunch, one of whom's being handed a yellow rose. The final comment is from Croydon Vision member Abdul Chowdhury, who said, "I never thought about what it would be like to be blind before I lost my sight. Why would I? Now, talking with other people who are visually impaired helps me to feel better." The next section is volunteer voices. At the top, we have a number of key statistics connected to our volunteers. First, the number 46, which is the size of our volunteer team at Croydon Vision. Beneath that, the number 17, which is the number of new volunteers who have joined us to help at Croydon Vision this year. Beneath that, the number 9, which is the number of members who naturally became more involved and so became volunteers here. And finally, number 5, which is the number of volunteers who've entered paid employment following on from working with us. And we have personal comments from 3 of our much valued volunteers from Croydon Vision. The first is from Coral, and there's a picture of Coral on one of our summer excursions with members all eating lunch happily together. Coral said, "The excursions have been so invaluable to me, and I've enjoyed going out with the members. It's been so exciting spending time with everyone. I've learnt that people with visual impairment are excellent at bowling. Plus, it gets everyone out of the house and keeps us connected." Shalini is the next volunteer that we hear from. There's a photo of Shalini wearing a smart black dress and dangly earrings, and she has a big smile on her face. Shalini says, "Cookery has always been my passion. Sharing joy through food is my why. But for a while, I let my visual impairment hold me back. Croydon Vision helped me learn to play to my strengths, not get swamped by negative thoughts. Now I'm employed as a cookery leader at Croydon Vision, helping others have their own life-changing journey." Finally, we have a section called Spotlight on Barrett, who is one of the volunteers at Croydon Vision who's been here for a number of years. Barrett says, "I'm 80 in January, and my energy comes as a blessing from God, so I put it to use. Helping at the barbecue, going on excursions, running dance classes, mental health first aid training, even watering plants. If you keep your eyes open, you can always find ways to help without needing to be asked. Croydon Vision is a family. If I don't come, I miss it. Recently, the Mayor of Croydon bestowed upon me a lifetime contribution award for my volunteering. For me, it's simple. If I can help somebody, I will." And there's also a picture of Barrett's award and certificate that he was given by the Mayor of Croydon, something he's certainly very proud of. The next section is staff voices. At the top of the page, it says, "This year, the staff team have come together to renew our cohesion and resolve to maximise our impact within Croydon Vision's vibrant community. During the summer's Bright Ideas Day, we crystallised our values, culture and vision, agreeing on 3 key cornerstones of what it means to work here. And the cornerstones are as follows. Firstly, a sense of belonging and ownership for members, volunteers and staff. Secondly, a place for improvement and growth by working with others and sharing ideas. And third, embracing diversity in terms of both income and business mindset." There's a picture of a number of members of staff all smiling and waving at the camera outside Bedford Hall. And surrounding the picture are various comments from different members of staff. Joanne from our tech department says, "I enjoy working with members and see them flourish in areas they may have felt limited in and build independent lives." Odette from Partnership said, "I use my lived experience of sight loss to inspire others. I'm proud when I see the difference we make in the community." Glenn, our advice and advocacy officer, says, "Our members are genuinely lovely people to work with. It's an honour to assist them." Aisha, our super chef, says, "Being a team player and an innovator allows us to make great things in the kitchen." Debbie, our executive assistant, says, "The team's work ethic is incredible and inspires me to work at my best also." And finally, Nabila, our employment officer, says, "Working here allows me to live by my values. It's challenging, but rewarding." Next, we'll discuss our 5-step model. because we believe that transformation is a journey. The model begins with step one, rebuilding. We provide advice and advocacy, talking therapy, peer buddying, and active well-being sessions. Becoming part of our vibrant community is part of each personalized action plan. Next, the model builds to step two, redirecting. We encourage soul searching using the tried and tested golden circle approach of why, how, what. We then walk alongside each person on their journey to work out current and future aspirations. The next step up on the journey is upskilling. We're here to improve social mobility through tech and living aids training, higher education, coaching, and mentorship. The fourth step is applying knowledge. We empower those with the skills to volunteer at Croydon Vision and other community organisations, working with businesses to promote inclusion, run mock interviews and arrange apprenticeships. And finally, step five, from surviving to thriving. We'll empower members as agents of change, mentors and ambassadors for sight loss, generating income and changing attitudes across Croydon and beyond. The next section is called Croydon Vision in Action. Here we lay out our members and the mission we have for those members and the services that we provide in order to fulfil that mission. On this page there are photos of seven different members, all lined up and reflecting the diversity that we have as part of our community. There are a number of different ages and all of them are looking happy and empowered. So next to these pictures of the members, we have our mission for our members. First of all, to encourage empowerment and growth. Secondly, to provide practical assistance. Third, to offer emotional support. Fourth, to facilitate social interaction. And fifth, to change perceptions about visual impairment. Next, we go on to list the services that we offer in order to fulfil those missions. So when it comes to encouraging empowerment and growth, we offer cooking, gardening and more, art and craft, keep fit and mental aerobics, route to employment and volunteering opportunities. In order to provide practical assistance, we offer advice and advocacy, a low vision clinic, tech training, an IT hub and accessible tech for our members. In order to fulfil the mission of offering emotional support, we host peer support groups, counselling and befriending, and living with sight loss workshops. Next, our mission to facilitate social interaction. To enable that, we provide transport, lunch, excursions and exhibitions, activities and events. And finally, our mission to change perceptions about visual impairment, the services we offer, our visual awareness workshops, and having confident members serving as sight loss ambassadors in Croydon. The next section of Croydon Vision's annual review is Croydon Vision in Motion. The first part of this is a Croydon Vision timeline, which is a short section which has three different references to key years in Croydon Vision's long history. First of all, we have an entry for 1923, when Croydon Voluntary Association for the Blind, or the CVAB, was formed. Beneath this section, there's a photo in black and white of members all gathered at Croydon Vision, involved in a social activity together. The next entry on the Croydon Vision timeline is 1980, when the Queen paid a special visit to Croydon Voluntary Association for the Blind. There's a picture beneath this with the Queen shaking hands with members of the CVAB. The Queen is wearing a floral dress with beautiful orange flowers on it. She's also wearing a smart hat and white gloves, and of course a handbag, and she's shaking hands and smiling with members of our community. The third and final entry on the Croydon Vision timeline is present day, when Croydon Vision partnered with Moorfields Eye Clinic. And beneath this entry, there's a picture of Croydon Vision's Bedford Hall. The sign on the front of the building, which has the Croydon Vision logo, and beneath that, a sign for Moorfields Hospital with the NHS branding on it. The next section on this page is the lift project from 2022. It says, our building was previously underutilised by 36%. Now members have access to relevant activities regardless of physical capabilities. There are two photos on this section. The first shows a builder on a scaffolding tower within the Croydon Vision offices. He's climbing the tower and you can tell that there's a lot of building work going on. The man is also wearing a high-vis vest, safety first. And next to this picture, with an arrow moving towards it, is a photo of Anna, a member, and her guide dog, Gemma. Anna has a big smile on her face and she has her hand on the handle to open the door to our new lift, which was installed as part of this project. Anna looks delighted to be using the lift and Gemma looks happy too. The final section on this page is the Centenary 2023. As we reflect on our achievements over the last 100 years, we want to continue our focus on building an ultimate lifelong learning community for our people. We'll be celebrating, fundraising, and planning throughout the year to commemorate this momentous occasion. Our aim by 2025 is to expand our reach to all individuals with severe sight loss from 60% to 100%. The next section is Croydon Vision in Focus. It says, Croydon Vision is the only sight loss support service in our borough. We deliver opportunity to grow from dependence to independence, measuring success by the way we touch the lives of our people. Here's what that looks like in numbers. Beneath that, there is a list with a number of icons and large numbers to reflect the achievements that we've made. The first is an icon of a briefcase and the number 5. It says, 5 of our working age members obtained permanent paid employment. Next, there's an icon of an academics hat, a mortarboard hat, with the number 37, with 37% next to it. Social media gives us the chance to connect with the community, share stories and raise awareness. Across our platform, the average growth is 37%. Below this, we have a little bus icon and the number 1,706. 1,706 people accessed our transport service to participate in various activities. Below that, there's a little icon showing a plate, knife, fork and spoon, and the number 2,527. We serve 2,527 freshly cooked meals, promoting an eat, live and age well culture for our community. Next, there's a little hand with a pound sign icon above it, and it says next to it, £100,804. 24% had more money or control over their finances by generating £100,804 for 16 individuals. Next, there's a picture of a computer and hands moving across it with the number 93%. Our building reprogram means 93% of people develop new relationships and network in the sight loss community. And finally, there's a picture of 3 little stick people with their arms around each other and the number 138. It says, we welcomed 138 new members into our vibrant community, as well as 9 children and young people attending life skills workshops. The next section is plans for the future. Right now, we're firming up our strategy for 2023 to 2026. It's a work in progress, and we're proud that our whole community is contributing towards it. So far, we've established 3 goals. Number 1, co-creation. Number 2, strengthening. Number 3, resilience. Here's a little more about what those mean. Co-creation. We'll use our broad and engaged community to pilot new services and partner with businesses to improve accessibility and increase employment. Strengthening. We aim to cement our heart of a charity, mindset of a business model in everything we do. We test, fail, learn and grow in everything we strive for. And resilience. We want to remain impactful, and so we will continue to work together as a unified and energized community to build for the next 100 years. Beneath these three goals, there's a timeline for firming up our strategy for 2023 to 2026. In May 2022, there's an away day. Then August this year, we've held a focus group. October was when the first draft was penned. January 2023 is when the second draft will be penned. And April 2023 will be a strategy launch. Next, we have a finance update. This has been put together by Alice Besitis, our treasurer. The COVID-19 crisis will permanently reshape our world as it continues to unfold. While the fallout is both amplifying familiar risks and creating new ones, change at this scale also creates new openings for managing systemic challenges and ways to build back better. It's been a challenging time for us, not only for generating capital income to fund the lift and building project, but we also had a shortfall on service provision income and therefore an overall deficit of £340,443. The performance, when adding the overall cost of the lift, was in line with the budget and expectations. Impact analysis summary. We adopted a blended approach of innovation, risk-taking and scaling back, helping us to both create and work smart. This was challenging for the team, but through collaboration and role sharing, we achieved the following instead of dipping into further reserves. There's a section here with a number of arrows and different percentages, which are as follows. There's been a lift of 17%. This represents an increase in rental income, including Moorfields Eye Hospital. A lift of 100%, which represents an increase in hall hire revenue from £4,660 to £31,987, driven by Natasha T. Campbell. Thank you. And 44.6% increase in donations. In terms of decreases, there's been a 11.6 decrease on expenses for salaries. There's also been a 61% decrease in project grants due to timing delays. Finally, we have the figure £207,800, which was released by 8 funders and project manager Tony Marwick from Marwick Architects. Thank you. Next, there is a plan of action for diversifying our income. There are 3 points here. The first, after many trials, we now have a fundraising manager as of February 2022, and we're starting to yield results from investment successful grant awards. Point 2, developing our business model, heart of a charity and mindset of a business, creating products, especially the visual awareness workshops, asset maximisation, and operational activities as an additional income stream. And point 3, in terms of diversifying our income, is more collaboration with organisations with aligned purpose and values. It then says, for a copy of our full annual account from 2021 to 2022, please contact our office or visit our website, croydonvision.org.uk/downloads. And this is signed by Alexi Pasitis, Treasurer. The final page of our annual review for Croydon Vision is a thank you page. Huge thanks to our volunteers and trustees. You are truly at the heart of the charity. Here's some of what your incredible generosity has equated to this year. For trustees has equated to £11,819. Catering and hospitality has equated to £5,812. Health and wellbeing services have equated to £4,612. Social groups have equated to £7,068. The resource centre has equated to £1,819. Befriending has equated to £8,339. And finally, marketing and PR has equated to £6,412. This means a total of £70,277 in total. Beneath the thank yous, we've listed our funders and partners, which are as follows. The Advice Service Council, Barchester Foundation, Big Lottery, CA Redfern CAF Bank, CAF Resilience Fund, Clothworkers Foundation, Co-op Foundation, Croydon Council, Croydon College, Croydon Relief in Need, Edward Gosling Foundation, Gairness Shopfitting Limited, Garfield Western Foundation, GSK and King's Fund, Home Office Croydon, Hospital Saturday Fund, Marwick Architects Limited, Moorfields Eye Hospital, Morrison's Foundation, Ross Harding Trust, Royal Russell School, Screwfix Foundation, Selsdon Baptist Church, SHW Property, Croydon Branch, Span Trust, Vision Foundation, Wolfson Foundation, and Worshipful Company of Spectacle Makers. There is also a reference here in loving memory to Mrs. Valerie Smith and Miss Vivian Brow. Thank you to all members, volunteers, trustees and staff who've been so generous with their donations and fundraising. We're so grateful for your continued support of Croydon Vision. And finally, in closing, three of our integral values: people first, empowerment for all, and our vibrant community. In order to follow us on social media, we have the following handles. For Instagram, Croydon_vision. For Twitter, Croydon Vision, all one word. And on Facebook, Croydon Vision, all as one word. Our address is 72-74 Wellesley Road, Croydon, CRO2AR. And our phone number, 0208 688 2486. And finally, the charity number, 116-5086. Thank you for listening to this Croydon Vision annual review for the year 2021 to 2022. It's been read by me, Josie Robson.